Okay, Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis V'Ata Ki Amnam Ki Goyel Anochi. There's an extra word im in this expression. Ki im Goyel Anochi. V'Gam Yesh Goyel Kolam Mimeni. If it is correct that I am the Goyel, it is indeed correct that I am the Goyel, and therefore I will redeem you. But you should be aware that we have a technicality to deal with. There is a relative that is closer than me. So let's turn to the Rashi again very quickly. We did the Rashi yesterday. So we run through it again. V'yato now ki omnam im ksiv v'loi kui k'loimar mashma safik. The im is mashma a safik, and it's not so. Vada yeshkel korav bimeni. And the reason why we don't read the im is because the truth is there is certainly a relative that is closer in line than me. So that's why we omit the reading of the word im. So the ato now ki amnam, it is correct. Amnam here means that it is true. Ki but ki goel anochi, that I am the goel. V'gam yesh goel korov mimeni. We take out the im. Vada yesh goel korov mimeni. There is certainly a relative that is close to me. Okay, let's read the Amar of Yeshua Levi Shalman. What does all of this mean? What's the meaning? Shalman velimelech v'toyv achim hayu. All three were brothers. And Umiyu, however, Umahu Asher Liachinu LeElimelech. How could they be? They were all brothers. When later on, Boaz says, "Our brother Elimelech." LeOilam Kari Adam as Dodo. Ach, the person refers to his uncle as his brother. Kinyan Shnelech. We find the other way around that even an uncle refers to his nephew as his brother. Avraham referred to Lot as Achim. Vayishma Avraham ki nishba Achiv. Vehaloi Avraham doido hoya. Kach hoya Boaz l'Elimelech. Likewise, Boaz was to Elimelech ben Achiv. He was a nephew. Kroiva shel machloin. Avol toiv hoya karviyoy. So toiv was an actual brother. Toiv was a brother to Elimelech. And Boaz was the son of Salmon. So Boaz was the nephew of Elimelech. Karov mimeni shuhu ach vani ben ach. Okay, let's see over here the Targum. The Targum apostle Gibei, that's what we left to be yesterday. I don't think we did the Targum. Ucha'an means now. Ucha'an means now. Arum bekushto. The truth is, Arum paruk ano. So the Targum is translating the word omnam. This is a very important word. Omnam means the truth is. It is true. Now it is true. Ki im that. In truth, I am Arum Parikana, I am the Redeemer, but you have to understand the Af is Parik Acharon, but the truth is there is another Redeemer, the Chazilei Lemifrak Yatir Mimeni, that is closer, Yosef, the word Yatir means Yosef Mimeni. So the Targum, what's interesting to take note of the Targum is that the Targum leaves out the word the second Im. The Targum, he translates the Pasuk without the second word im. Now it is true that I am a Redeemer, but you also must be aware that there is someone else that is a Goyel who is closer than me. So we have to ask the question, if we're not going to anyway read the word im, why then is the word im there? Why then is the word im there? Because the truth is, he's not really a Redeemer. Boaz already is intimating at this point that he knows Toiv is not going to want to redeem. So if you don't want to do something, you don't count. That's the Musahasko. Since Toiv is not ultimately going to want to be the Redeemer for various reasons, the most important, significant reason, because he did not want to be, as he says later on, be mashches es nachalasi, because at this point in time he was not yet accepted in Klal Yisrael, amoyni v'loy amoynis moyevle moyav. This was not accepted, therefore he felt that if he would go to marry Boaz, the children would not be accepted in the Klal Yisrael. That was the simple reason. We're going to see later on that the Medrash says, and there's a very practical reason. He said, I accept upon myself whatever Bezin says. If you're telling me that I'm money v'le mayavis, but I have a wife and children, I can't take on a second wife. Okay, this is very debatable. When you learn the Mishnah, some sechti vamis, you get the impression in time of Chazal, it was common for people to have more than one wife. But we know that's not so. We know from the Rishonim, and we know from historically speaking, that was not so. People did not have either Cher Beinu Gershom came along when people, that was a later point in time when people started taking more than one wife. But in time of the Mishnah, it was very, very uncommon, very rare for a man to have more than one wife. When the Mishnahs talk about a man having more than one wife, all the laws of Tzoros and the laws of Yibam, that's just theoretically speaking. So here we see, according to the Mishnah, Mishnah makes this point even during the time of the Shoftim. This person, whose name we're assuming for the moment his name is Tov, which is debatable, or Ploni Almoni, was a married man, had a family. It would have been a disaster for him to take into his home a second wife. And that's why he says, I'm going to have a family feud if I go take it, if I'm not going to be able to go married. So there's a difference of opinion. That's exactly why Ploni Almoni Tov was not willing to take Ruth as a second wife. Therefore, Boaz already knew this in advance, and therefore, if you don't want to do something, you don't count. That's the Musa Haskell. So even though really we read it, that it's definite, definite, ki goyel gam yesh, goyel gam yesh, ki viato ki omnom, ki goyel onochi, I am the goyel, ki im goyel onochi, we read it, I am a goyel. I am a goyel. But what's spelled in the pasuk is, I might be the goyel. Why? What do you mean, I might be the goyel? Because there is someone else that is in line ahead of me. Tov is ahead of me. So, really, we should read the pasuk the way it's spelled, what's written in the pasuk. I might be the goel, because the first one that has the option of doing the gula is my uncle, is Tov. Why do we omit the word im? Because basically, he's right away telling Rus from the very beginning, listen, I know when the day is over, I'm going to be the goel. The truth is, viato ki amnam ki goel anochi. Forget about this other guy, Tov. The Gam Yeshkol Korov Mimeni, we're negating that. Yeshkol Korov Mimeni, the same way we ignore the word im. The same way the word im is spelled, but is written, but is not pronounced. Likewise, he's hinting to her when it says in the end of the pasuk, the Gam Goel Korov Mimeni, it's not going to happen. This person, Tov, is not going to want to marry you, and therefore do not worry, I will marry you. And as we know, that's what's going to happen. He goes on to elaborate that he's going to settle the matter very soon, and the entire Perek Daled deals with Boaz indeed marrying Rus. Okay, now there are a few small things I want to point out. There's an amazing idea that is brought down here in the name of the Ibn Ezra. Okay, and others say this as well. This is a very fascinating idea. We know that the story of Purim came about through Esther and Mordechai. Esther and Mordechai, who were they descendants of? Not Shevet Yehuda, they were Shevet Binyamin. We know there's Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. We know that Shaul was the first king in Klal Yisrael. He was not from the Yichus of David. He was from the Yichus of Binyamin. There are two lines of Malchus. The Malchus that comes from Binyamin, which is really, or from Yosef, because Mashiach ben Yosef, that comes from the line of Yosef, and there's the Malchus that comes from the line of Yehuda. Ultimately, the Mashiach has to come from Yehuda. Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda u'michoykeik mi bein raglav ad ki yavo shila. Ultimately, the Mashiach has to come from Yehuda, but before it comes from Yehuda, there is a hakdama of Mashiach Malchus first coming from the Malchus of Binyamin. What so the Ibn Ezra, among others, wants to suggest that when Boaz says to Rus, there is a girl that's cut off Imeni, this person by the name of Tov, even though Tov, Elimelech, and Salmon were brothers, they were brothers from the father, but they were not necessarily brothers from the mother. And Tov was a brother, from the father, they were brothers. The laws of Yibam operate from the father, but Tov had an advantage that his mother came from Shevet Binyamin, or from Shevet Yosef, from the line of Yosef, Ephraim and Menashe, and that's why indeed he wants to say they were called Ephrasim. Ephrasim is from Ephraim, which means they were part of the bigger picture of Shevet, of Yosef. And therefore, he has a Mila that I don't have. He has blood that includes the Malchus of Yosef and the Malchus of Yehuda. And it would be ideal for Klal Yisrael to be redeemed, that the Melech HaMashiach should have the blood of both, not just the blood of Yehuda, but also the blood of Binyamin. And that's what it means over here, V'ata ki amnam, even though it is absolutely correct, it is true, this kushta, amna means kushta, ki goel onochi, I am the goel, meaning I come from Shevet Yehuda, but you have to be aware, the gam yesh goel koroiv mimeni, there's another goel that's closer in line to what Geula represents, what Geula is supposed to achieve, because he has in him the blood of Binyamin as well. And the blood of Binyamin must be a participant in the Geula process. Now that would basically mean, maybe what he means to say is that we would not need there to be a Mashiach ben Yosef and a Mashiach ben Dov. We don't know what's going to happen when the time of Mashiach comes. The Chazal tell us it's first going to be Mashiach ben Yosef, and Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed in the Melchemes Goig u'Magog, and then Mashiach ben David will come and bring the ultimate Geula. Mepharshim tells us that we don't really know what this Maamar Chazal means. We do not know how this is going to play out, and it doesn't necessarily mean that the Mashiach ben Yosef has to die. It could be that through the Kriyach HaTfila he will live, he will survive. But Chazal make this statement, there are two stages. So he's suggesting is, maybe it would have been better for you, Rus, to marry this person, Tov, and the line of Malchus would come through Tov, and that way there would only be one Melech HaMashiach, and it would make the time, the Geul of Yemos HaMashiach, much more simplistic, because one personality would synthesize both, whatever has to happen when Mashiach comes. The two stages of Mashiach ben Yosef, the political, I think a lot of the commanding day commentators want to say there's the political Mashiach and then there is the spiritual Mashiach. Mashiach ben Yosef is more of a politician, more fits that role of a political Mashiach that brings the Umos Olam together, and then comes the Melech HaMashiach from Dav Yehuda, which is the spiritual leader. It would have been ideal if these two personalities would have been merged into one person. It would greatly simplify the Chevle HaMashiach. But guess what? It wasn't meant to be. Because this person, Tov, says, I don't want to destroy my inheritance, my nachla. I don't want the lahashches as nachalasi. Maybe you would say the other way around. Maybe you would say that the Mashiach ben Yosef is a spiritual Mashiach and the Mashiach ben David is the political Mashiach. I don't know how you want to, no one really knows how these things go to work. But this is a very deep idea. This is an extremely deep idea here, is that we're saying that the reason why when Mashiach will come, and Yirtz Hashem very soon, in two different segments, Yosef and David, is all starting from this point in time. The birth here is taking place. We have two options. We have a Toiv. Toiv is Toiv kimashmoi kachu. Toiv means good. Synthesis. Everything is there. Binyamin and Yosef. Yosef and Yehuda. But he recognizes we don't live in a perfect world, and we have to break it up. We have to break it up. I'm gonna help you bring Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef will have to come from someone else in Klal Yisrael, not from my line. Very powerful. There's a lot of depth, and we just.
Malbum basically is saying what you said. The only thing that he says that possibly why would he say Klal?
Yeah.
Is that he says Tov and Eli Melech were Achim. They were brothers, obviously, but from the mother and the father, whereas Boaz was only a
from the father, from Yehuda, right? But he's adding this point.
Well, from Binyamin and
right.
Yes.
This is only Yehuda. He, Boaz, Salmon had the advantage of only Yehuda.
Right.
There was no mingling of blood from Binyamin, but Elimelech and Toiv had in them the blood of Yehuda and Binyamin, and if Mashiach would come down from that line, the two Melech HaMashiachs would have been synthesized into one. Now that we break it apart, that causes friction, tension, complications, and we're witnessing today a complicated arrival of Mashiach rooted in the fact that Toiv did not want to be the Goyel. Why not? Different reasons. He was very religious. I don't want people to say it's not for me to get involved in religious matters. Or you learn like a Medrash, that's very posh. I'm sorry, it's just not practical. I got a wife and children. What do you want from me? You want me to go start a world war in my home, bring another wife into my home, make trouble? It's not good for the children. Psychologists tell me this is not going to be good to have a second wife.
Or to bring in someone who is controversial
into the home, right? There's a lot of ideas going on, but there is a new. I never heard such a thing before, and it struck me. There's enormous depth in how the Ibn Ezra and the Imre Yosher. I'm not sure the Imre Yosher is others. Well, he has a long list of people that discussed this very, very deep idea. Okay, let's go further.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I just thought of this. If Rus was not Jewish, why is Yibam in effect?
You're right. We mentioned this many, many times. There is no halachic Yibam. There is absolutely no halachic Yibam. It is a symbolic Yibam.
There is no thought of chalitza.
Well, chalitza also. The chalitza takes off the shoe. It's a symbolic. It's symbolic, but it's not halachic. Where do you draw Yibam and chalitza are all over the place here. I mean, the Targum, going back to the earlier sources, there's a mention of Yibam and chalitza. But,
very emotional experience.
Yeah, but it's not a halachic. It's purely symbolic. Because they're right, she's a gyaris. A gyarish and a skyarchy caught on Shanel Adami. A person who converts is like you're born anew.
So she's not related?
Not related whatsoever. The whole thing doesn't apply.
She converted before she married?
Well, that's the question. When did she convert? Before? Did she convert afterwards? But even whenever it was, there are so many technical problems. There's absolutely no Yibam Chalitza here. It's just purely symbolic. Yeah, we learn a lot of the halachas, we learn a lot of the concepts, we're dealing with, it's a different realm, it's a whole different dimension of understanding Jewish history, when you look at the big picture from the outside. Okay, now, can I just repeat, those people who are not here yesterday, there's a very beautiful word, v'yata, it's a drush, v'yata, ki amlam, ki goyil, anochi, agam, yesh, goyil, kolomeni, this is a drush, the speaker, the subject of this pasuk is the Ribbono shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am the goyil. V'yata, and now, ki amlam, the MS is, I can bring Mashiach whenever I want. I'm the goyil. And according to my plan, Mashiach is going to come be'ita at the end of days, whenever that set moment is. But guess what? There's another goyel. Klal Yisrael is the goyel. If they want to bring Mashiach before its time, achishena, hasten the geula, kol hakavod. You can hasten the geula, but you gotta do tshuva. The ata now ki omnam. Although it is true, it is ms ki goyel anochi. There's a girl that can bring the Mashiach before me. How could they bring it before me? By doing tshuva. That's a beautiful drush. Okay, pasuk gimel. Lini halayla. Okay, there's a very large lamed. I'm sorry. Lini halayla. Okay, the significance of the large nun, I do not know. I do not know. But for that, maybe we'll come back to another time. But lini halayla, I want you to sleep. Sleep here at night. In other words, do not go back home now, because if you go back home now, it's dangerous. Someone may attack you. Someone may grab you. Or if you go home at night, you'll be a very big chilul Hashem. Someone may see you, and then they'll look where you came from, the threshing floor, and they'll discover me here as well, and it will be a scandalous that the Gadol Hadar was caught in the threshing floor with a woman all alone. So Lini Halel, I want you to sleep here in the threshing floor at night. The Hoyonum Vaboiker in the morning, Imigolech Tov Yigol, that we're going to translate loosely now, the name of the brother who was a closer relative was Toiv. So here it's his name. Im yigolech tov yigol, good. If tov will choose to redeem you, yigol, so let it be. It will be good for Klal Yisrael, it will be good for you, it will be good for me. It will be very, very good. But the im lo yachboitz ligolech, but I suspect, as we mentioned, he took out, we don't read the im in the previous pasuk. If I suspect that he's not going to want to redeem you, do not worry. So we'll go fall back on plan B. Ugealtich anochi chai Hashem. I swear to you, b'shem Hashem, that I will redeem you. And now he says to Shechvi, he repeats this expression, Shechvi, stay here, lie here, and avokir until the morning. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Lini halayla, lini beloi ish. I want you to lini here, beloi ish. What does Rashi here mean, beloi ish? Meaning alone. No, I'm not sure.
Unmarried.
Okay, we're not going to get married tonight. Okay, we're not going to. Maybe she expected. It could be that her expectation was that he should marry her at night, right then and there. Either that would mean he would call together two people, he would call two witnesses, and then he would make kiddushin. Or there is such a concept, there's a chiddush, with regard to the laws of Yibum, you do not need witnesses. There is a halachic discussion in the Masechet Yevamos. Normally, there is no. How did Adam and Chava get married, by the way? How do they get married? Who are the witnesses? That's Hashem. Torah lav Hashemayim. Hashem is not a kosher witness. How could it possibly be? But it's whatever. But Adam and Chava. So some want to say a very big chiddush is that witnesses, because why is a woman? Why do you need witnesses? Because you're making her forbidden to the rest of the world. When a man marries a woman, she is an eishes ish. But Chava wasn't nogea, but there were no other women in the world. So as long as there's hoidos bali dinim, the two parties admit that they got married to each other, so no one is affected. What?
So the Yavama is also Asura
L'Cholish. The Yavama is also, anyway, Asura L'Cholish, not necessarily. It's only a lois I say. It's not a Dinkaris. Rabbi Akiva holds Chayvi Lav, it's Karis. Is a Mamzer. All right, I don't know. There's a lot of complicated questions, but there is such an approach that.
He doesn't need Aegis because he's not making the.
You're right. I don't know. There's a lot of alumnus, a lot of alumnus in this area, a lot of discussion. But generally speaking, when it comes to a regular woman, a Panuya that gets married, there's no such thing as this coming along and telling Bezia, yeah, we eloped. We got married, there was no witnesses, and then when you elope, there's also witnesses. We exchange vows, no exchange. The man said to me, "Hari am kudeshes," I accepted, and we got married. Doesn't work. No such thing. A woman does not have the power to make herself into an Esha Sish just by confessing that she accepted Kedusha. You need witnesses. But when it comes to Yibum, Yivamo Yavoy Oleha, there is such an approach. It's not necessarily true lehalacha, but there is such an approach that if a woman admits that this, the Yavam, was Bo Oleha, had marital relations with her, they're married. They're 100% married and nothing more needs to be done. Therefore, if you want to learn that this was Yibum, symbolic, halachic, I don't know how all of this will work out, then there was such a possibility that he would marry, that Boaz would marry her right then and there in the threshing floor. And it seemed that this Rashi is to be appreciated much more when we learn the Pesukim later on, when Ruth returns to Naomi, and Naomi says to her, Bas mi'at, who are you? Basmiat, and the commentators there learn, and the Medrash there learns, are you still single?
What's your status?
What's your marital status? Which indicates that Naomi was hoping that Boaz would have married her right then and there. And when you want to add some more mystical things to the Pesukim, Naomi had a saw in the stars, or she knew up in Ruach HaKodesh, that Boaz was supposed to die that night. That was the last day of life of Boaz. He was an old man. Either he was 80 years old, and according to one medrash, he was 400 years old. How could that possibly be? And he was supposed to die that night, and she was hoping that Boaz would marry Rus, and Rus would become pregnant that very night, and Melech HaMashiach would be born. Okay, that's already adding in a little bit of things that are over our head. But the expectation was, by lying next to him, all cleansed and dressed, and she went to mikvah, so she wasn't in nida. All of this was a hachana to get married that night. Here he's telling her, sorry, the plan is not going to come to fruition. Your plan, the plan of Naomi, it's not going to happen tonight. It's not going to happen tonight, it'll happen tomorrow. There's always a delay. See, it's amazing. Nice of a similar bonim. The coming of Mashiach, a lot of Mefarshim said this, a lot of how the Mashiach will unfold, how Mashiach will come, is hinted to in this event. Here we have the birth of Mashiach, Rus. She's going to do something that is outrageous, that is shocking, to marry Boaz. And the plan does not go. Not everything goes according to plan. You have that's what's happening over here. First of all, the instructions that Naomi gave Ruth were not followed. Naomi told Ruth, first, I want you to bathe and beautify yourself, and then go to the threshing floor. She did not follow the Seder, which is significant. The whole thing anyway was a miracle. The fact that she got through alive was a miracle. That no one attacked her, no one grabbed her, was a miracle. So what would have been the difference if she beautified herself and just put a cover around her or draped some shmat around her? She should not be seen. So that itself is significant, that Rus did not follow the plan to the letter of to the exact details. And then she lies down, and then he screams. Was that part of the plan, that he would scream? He would make sounds, and Ruth would have to go muzzle him, to embrace him, according to what we learned yesterday, to keep his mouth shut and shouldn't scream. And then he tells her, okay, it's a good idea, but I have bad news to tell you. There is a relative that's closer than I. Now, didn't Naomi know that? Didn't Naomi know that there was a person whose name was Toif? It doesn't seem she did. There's no indication that she knew that. Because why then didn't Naomi send Ruth to Toif immediately? Why did she go to Boaz, think that Boaz would marry her? Isn't there a protocol? The V'hoya HaBachor, there is a rule in Shulchan Aruch. The older brother has Kedima. And not only does he reveal to her that there's a problem with your plan, in fact, that it would have been better for you to marry Tov, because Tov has better yichus than me. He has yichus from Yehuda and Binyamin. So you see, everything over here is not exactly going according to plan. And then there's a delay, a very long delay, a whole process. All of this is Maisa of a similar bonim. When Mashiach comes, it doesn't go according to plan. Maybe there are many hookups. Hiccups. What?
The plan was to ask Boaz
to marry her right then and there.
His response would be, and his response was, you're right, but what you should do is first ask him and then listen.
Okay, there are many layers of interpretation. Some do say that.
You get dressed and washed.
Yeah, when you go to court, you send it to the dress.
Okay, there are... Is what you,
you could just say that, did you get a commitment from him? As opposed to
the... But look at this Rashi. This Rashi is a very interesting Rashi, and especially what we're going to see in a few psukim from now, when Bas Mi'at. We'll read the Medrash. Lini Beloyish. Tonight you're going to remain single. We're going to put a hold. We're going to issue a stay. Okay, that's not according to plan. That wasn't part of the plan. We wanted things to move along much, much more quickly. Mashiach, Ma'is of a similar bottom. Mashiach, as things are progressing, all of a sudden, wait, Lini, we got to hold off. Okay, let's see. Chai Hashem, Amr lo b'dvar matam motz, Amr lo. So she said to him, oh, you're just pushing me off. I don't trust you. You're telling me to wait until the morning. Amr lo, next Rashi, b'dvarim ata motzi ani. You're just pushing me away with words. Tomorrow you're going to call in the police and they're going to arrest me, and I'll be finished. I'll be shipped out. I'll be immigration control. They'll send me out of the country. They'll deport me, right? Kofat Svenishpala. He got up. He got up and he swore kavas. He grabbed. He was a zoris v'nishpala. He swore she'ena motzia bidvar, that he's not just pushing her away with words. He is serious. He's committed to her. V'yesh merabosenu amru liyitzrei nishva. Some say that when it says in the pasuk chai ani, he was not even speaking to her. He was speaking to his yetzahara. The temptation was so great for this 80-year-old man to have relations with her. He had to do things in order to prevent himself from being nichshol with her. Amru liyitzrei nishva shahaya yitzrei mikatrugoi, was attacking him. Atoponi, what's the big deal? Who's going to see? This is not the 21st century. There are no cameras. There's no spy satellites. The NSA. Who's going to watch? Who's going to know? Can you imagine? It's very interesting. We live in a world today where we all really know in the back of our minds. Every telephone call we make, someone's listening. We go on the internet, someone's watching. We walk in the street, even in the shul, there's a camera right over there that's watching us.
Use Easy Pass.
Not only Easy Pass. They said, this is an incredible thing, there are sensors all over the city. All over this, a fact. All over New York, the police department, NYPD has sensors all over the city, and they're tracking you based on your Easy Pass. They're not charging you. But they know where you're going.
Not giving you tickets.
They know where you're going. They're tracking you. Okay, and we already know this in the back of our minds. We already know that there's no.
We know it's possible.
We know it's possible. We all know it's true. Also, we know already. Like
you know it from your cell phone. It doesn't even have to be. Really, they try to tell you different, but if you have your cell phone on, that's your GPS.
They know where you are.
Even if it's off, it doesn't matter. I read that said that they're full of, they could track you.
Amazing. So we know this already. So today we know it's hard for us to relate to this, because in the back of our mind, subconsciously, we know we're being watched. Hashem does, because you know we're trying to. The Chavetz Chaim says Hashem is trying to remind. I know the voice in Shamas. But think about it. Go back in the time. Go back 200 years ago when this technology didn't exist, and even as a child, I think you can do things. No one's watching. It's Mamash, you and Hashem. So either you have a Yerushalayim, you don't have a Yerushalayim. It's hard for us to relate to the Messiah that he's going through here, because no one really is watching him. And the Yetzar is Mekatrugoi, Atoponui, Tipinuya, Boleha, what's the big deal? You're not doing an Aveira, you can legitimize the sin. We can look at Dov and Basheva. Right, David Bashevi made all these complicated cheshbonos. The nishba, he made a shvua shelo yavo yolecha ella al. He made a shvua ella al yidei nisuin. So that's according to our sentence from Levracha. That's how we translate over here. Lini b'loyish. I'm not going to touch you. Fine, I'm not going to touch you. This is the yeshua to my yetzahara. Lini b'loyish. You want to go back? What? Oh, so yeah, that's what I was trying to say before in Rashi. Lini b'loyish. If you do not connect the dots, and we just say lini b'loyish means I'm not going to marry you. There is a way for me to marry you now as well. I can just. Yibum does not need witnesses. Or if I want, I can call two men, I can call two of my servants out in the field, tell them to come, and they'll be witnesses, and I can marry you right now or here. I don't want to do this now because it's not ethical. I have an older uncle who is closer in line. Even though we know in the laws of Yibum that if there are like 10 brothers, if any one of the brothers jumps and does the mitzvah of Yibum, it's a good mitzvah. He's mekayim the mitzvah and they're fully married. But you are violated the mitzvah say of v'choya habachar. The laws of Yibum l'chatchila require that the Yibum be performed by the oldest brother, not by a younger brother. So he's telling her right now, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to do anything, I'm not going to take advantage, we're going to wait until tomorrow, until we ask Toif.
Okay, so just thought the reason for the large. I mean, this is just a thought on the large nun that before, when she supposedly went through the conversion process with Nomi, when Nomi tried to send her away, and she said, "Basher Tolini Olin," we always say that it means, you know, the biblical sense of sleeping with somebody. You know, I'll obey the laws of Yichud and things like that. And here, it's the large nun is to tell you that. They really went to sleep, and that's it. As opposed to Kasher Tolini Olin, it's just going back to Shomek Kover. I mean, in general, it's to emphasize that they weren't having, they actually went to bed without sleeping together.
Okay. So a regular lina, not a real lina, not a euphemism, not a euphemism for ma'ish ishus. Okay. I was thinking that here there's a delay. Lini halayla is a very powerful thing. When we discussed Ibn Ezra and discussed the various midrashim, right. This is ma'isa avay simin labanim. We're planning to bring Mashiach. Naomi here has a plan to bring Mashiach, and now there is a technical problem. And the way Boaz says the plan is good, but we got a problem. There is a person by the name of Toiv. He is in the way. So Lini. Lini is a word which means let's wait. We gotta wait. And there's a big nun. And a nun is 50. 50 is Yovel. Yovel represents a very long period of time. And when we look back at this, Ma'isav a similar banim, Mashiach, there are so many times in history, Chazal tell us, Mashiach was ready to come. There was no reason why it shouldn't have come after so many different events. And it would have come. Just there was a technical problem. There was someone or something holding it up. And it's always been leany, wait. And that wait always turned into the big nun. The big nun means Yovel. And Yovel represents Olam, right? You have to wait. Yovel is called, it's called in the Torah by the Eved Ivri. You have to wait until Verotza Adona Vesozna Vemarzev Vavado Loilam. Oilam Shal Yovel. You have to wait until Yovel. So Yovel is described as a very long time. Va'avadoli oilam.
It's a popular expression. You know, something takes a yovel.
It takes a yovel. Exactly. So that's what 50 is. Yovel is 50. So Lini, the plan, it's about to come to fruition. No. Gotta wait. Lini, wait. Big nun. Not just wait 5 minutes. Unfortunately, that's how things happen. You gotta wait. You held up in court for years, for decades, due to technicalities. You want a permit to do something so simple. You want to fix a sidewalk. Yeah, but there's a little problem with the permit, so we have to wait until the court to give you, to the city, the Department of Transportation, to give you the permit to fix the sidewalk. And it takes 2 years until you get your permit. That's what he's telling you over here. We gotta wait.
The problem makes a point of saying is that, I mean, you see, he makes references a few different times that everybody is working here with Ruach HaKodesh, so we can't really ask the normal questions that you ask because they're dealing with what's going on in their mind. These are special people and they're happy to do us that they believe are from HaKodesh Baruch.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be kind of
No. But they feel that their life is being driven by God. They truly feel.
Okay, now we have the Targum. The Targum has a radically different interpretation of this pasuk, especially the word toif, pasuk yud gimel, biti. Okay, he says to her, beginning of pasuk yud gimel, now notice that he changes the order of the words. Instead of saying of her, lini halayla, he right away adds in words, biti, my daughter. I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. Visi means to lini, I'm sorry, it means to launch. Visi to lini means to lodge vilelia in the evening, vihevit safra, and it will be in the morning. That so far is the same. Im yif rikich guvra to chazile lemif rikich min oiraisa. If the person that's fit to redeem you min atoira is eating all this elaboration, that means if in the morning im yigolech kama, he puts, according to Targum, puts a comma after the word yigolech, if the person that is fit, more fit, minat Torah, to redeem you, will do what he's supposed to do. Now here is how he translates the word toif. Harei tof. Wonderful. That would be the ultimate good. If I would not need to be the goyel, that would be good for you, good for me, good for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and good for Klal Yisrael. And it fits very nicely what we said before, that he has the yichus of both Binyamin and Yehuda. Harei tov, the yifrok, l'chayei, and he, now here he adds, l'chayei means l'ishu. Now here a very important word, l'chayei. What does it mean, l'chayei? It means, he translates l'ishur. It means with certainty. with a how do we, in English, we translate Isha means a verification, validation,
verification.
It will be the ultimate redemption. If this other person who is closer, it would be the Yifrok Lechayei, ultimately will be the best thing. But let's say, unfortunately, plan will not, it's not going to happen. It's not going to redeem you. So let's go back to the Targum. The im lo yitzbei, mitzvah means to want. That word's chafetz. Lemifrikich. Then we'll follow plan B. The ef roikinich ano, I will redeem you. I will redeem you. And then he says, Amaris b'shvua kodom Hashem, I have said with a shvua before Hashem, k'mo de ma leilis lich, like I've spoke to you, k'dein, so that, ave demuchi, I have made a shvua to affirm that what I've spoken to you I will do. Demuchi means k'dein aved, so I will do, kamo demuchi, and now go back to sleep. Demuchi ad idon safra, go back to sleep and wait until it's the morning. So the main point we want to make here is that according to the Targum, the word toiv is not the name of the goyel. Oh, even though we have a tradition that says in the Pesach, we have the other Chazal that says that Salmon and Elimelech and Toiv were brothers, that Chazal is conflicting with this Targum. Toiv does not mean that's his name. It means it would be for the ultimate good if he would do it, but if not, then do not worry, I will do it, and I make a shvua to that effect. And in the meantime, just go back now and go now and go to sleep. Okay. Just in this pasuk does not translate it as toif. Okay, in this pasuk, all of the Olam Farshim, they say, they look at the word toif here, it fits like a glove to suggest that the name of the closer relative was toif. But he says, no, that's not what the word toif means. Im yigolech, the person that is more fitting, he redeems you, toif, that will be the ultimate good. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk Yudal Vatishkav. Like Rashi. The trub is more like Rashi. Absolutely, 100%. Right. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yudalid. Vatishkav Margilosov ad haboiger. She lied at his feet until the morning. Vatokom. She arose. Beterem yakir ish esrei ehu. Before Alois Hashach, before a person who recognized his friend, Vayomer, and he said, and he Boaz said, Al Yivoda, it should not be known, Ki Voho Isha Agarin, it should not be known that a woman has come here to the threshing hold. Now, some want to suggest that when it says, well, we see the jump a little bit, Vayomer is Tfila. The entire night, Vayomer is not does not simply mean that in the morning he told, I want you to go home secretly, take the back exit. Clandestinely return, make sure you cover your tracks, no one should see that you came here. But it means rather this is what his tefillah, the entire evening Boaz was being mispalel, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm in a lot of trouble, help me get out of this. The media is outside, the cameras are rolling, and if they see a woman come out of the threshing hold, I'm finished. My reputation, my standing in Klal Yisrael is over. So this was his tefillah the entire night. Please, al yivodah, let it not be known, ki vo ho isha hagoyrin. Let's first see Rashi. Pasuk Yudalid, v'yom al yivodah. Yigizman, the term Yakir Ish Esrei, right, that's the time of Alois HaShachar. Mishayakir. Mishayakir Eschaver Harogel Imoy Ktsas. When you recognize your friend, Imoy Ktsas. Okay, here it says Re'ehu, so maybe it means even before that moment in time. Because Mishayakir is when you recognize a person you're slightly familiar with. A person you're very familiar with, you can recognize even earlier. So here it says Re'ehu means even earlier than Alois HaShachar. Vayomer al yivoda musav al vatokam b'term yakir. When it says according to Rashi, vayomer al yivoda, it's going back vatokam b'term yakir ish yakir hu zor zolokum. She was swift. She was diligent to arise early. Ki omar belibo, he said in his heart, Zars lokum ki amar belibo ein kivoidi. It's not to my honor sheyivada that it should be known kivoh isha hagoren. It should be known that a woman has come here. The goren, being that he told her. I guess he told her the night before. He told her the night before that it's not lefi kivoidi. People should know that a woman was over here. Therefore, she followed his advice and she got up earlier. She got up earlier b'tem yakir ish esreu in order that she should fulfill what he said to her the night before. So according
who's
that wrestler?
He got.
She rose up. B'term yakir who?
B'term yakir. Who's Zarza?
What do you have in your Rashi? I have who?
We have who's Zaraz.
Oh, I have Zarza. Okay, they're different gear sauce. Okay. So you have who's Zaras? Lakum. He was Zaras Lakum. So your gear says Lashon Zachar. He.
Turm says that it's her.
That means Zarza.
And that's why there's an extra vav that she died up the vav signifying after Sheshas.
Okay, so if you want to translate who's Zaraz, simply who's Zaraz, Lakum, Kiyama, Beliwe, in Kvod, Shivada, Kivahi, Shagarin. Fine. If you want to be Goris, Zarza, so what about who? Doesn't make who is he. It should be he. So then, but he doesn't change it. They don't have it in Rashi. You have it in Chumash, not in Rashi. So then maybe put the who on the previous expression. Musav avatakam b'terem yakir who? Does it say the word b'terem? Yakir, you know, so I don't know. Let's leave it similar that he was Zaris. And what it means is that he got up very early. Maybe he got up to wake her up. I'm not sure. I don't know. Let's see the Gabdav and Shachris. Okay, this is before the Masak and Shachris. I don't know. Okay, let's see what it says over here in the Targum. The Pasuk Gedalid. Pasuk Ude Mochis Lechavel. She lied. Udumachis, we had the word many times. She lied down. Lekavel opposite raglohi, opposite his feet. At safran to the morning. Vekamas, she rose up. Bikritzta. Bikritzta means behashkama. Early in the morning. Ad lo ishte moda givar yoschar. Before one man recognized this fellow. Min kodom chashocha. Before, while it was still dark. Vaamar. And he, now according to Bamar Lu'ule Mo, here we have something that it is added by the Targum into the Pasuk, that is not written in the Pasuk. Boaz said not to her, Boaz said to his men, which puts a whole new spin on what's going on here. We are under the assumption that it was total yichud. There was no one present but him and her. According to the Targum, there were other people also there, or maybe they arrived. They arrived early in the morning. And he told his young men, V'amar le'u le'mo. Doesn't say that in the Pasuk. He told his young men, Lo yishtemoda le'gvar. It should not be known to a man. Arum that. Osas itisal le'idra. A woman has come to the threshing, to the garden, the threshing floor this night. So he's asking his men to help him cover up what has taken place. A cover-up is now beginning to unfold. It's one thing when you tell the person, you just go out quietly. Here, there are other people involved. It's Watergate. other people are getting involved in covering up what's with Christie. What's that called?
What's
Bridgegate? There's a cover-up going on over here. That's what it says. That's what it says. Yakir ish esrei. Okay, alright. Okay, let's go to. Oh, okay. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk. Then he says to her, on your way out, I want to give you something. Now this pasuk is subject to a lot of medrash. Very long medrash here, and a lot of other medrashim that complement this the targum here. Vayomer, he says to her, before you go, I want to give you a present. Havi means take. Hamitpachas, asher olayich. Take the mitpachas. The sack, the knapsack, the backpack. What is mitpachas? Mitpachas is
a shawl.
A shawl. I thought mitpachas is more of a sack, a container, a backpack, Okay, asher olayich.
That she's wearing. It's an article.
Okay, hamitpachas asher olayich. Take this shawl that's upon you, the echoziva, and hold it. I want to fill it up. I want to put something inside of it. Fatochezba, she held on to this shawl or this pack, this backpack. Vayomot sheish se'orim, he measured 6 barley. Now, what is the word se'orim? Literally, it means 6 pieces of barley. That's difficult because you don't have to measure. If you're going, these two words do not go well together. If you want to use the word vayome to measure, it should say sheish se'orim, or it should say some unit of barley, because you don't measure single kernels of grain. You don't measure okay, maybe not necessarily. You can put it in a backpack, but if it was a larger amount, then you would need something larger than a mepachas. But it says vayome, he measured sheish se'orim vayoshe solecha, he put it upon her. And now here, what would you expect the pasuk to say? Vatovoi hoir, that she came to the city with a tov lashon nekeva, but it says it with yud vayavo lashon zachar. That's problematic, which the mepharshim tell us means that he accompanied her, that he stood behind her, he watched her to make sure that she got home safely. No one should harass her on the way home. Let's see Rashi pasuk tezvav. He gave her sheish se'orim. E efshar loymar sheish se'in. It cannot possibly be that he gave her 6 measures. Until now, we've been using the word asar as a measure. Now, we learned this way before, that a person, the average man, cannot carry more than 5 saw of grain. And even when you carry 5 saw of grain, it has to be loaded upon your back. You cannot pick up an average person cannot load upon his shoulders 5 measures of grain by himself. He needs someone to assist him. The amount that you can load upon your back is a third of 5, which is a little bit more than 1.5. So here it says,
but he helped
it. So it's still 6, right? So therefore, since it's 6, that's more than even an average man. And certainly for a woman, it would be more than possible. So that's why Rashi here says, "Yev shlema sheishin she'ein darko shalit shelo se'smag kemasoy zeh ela." So therefore, Rashi says we have no choice but to say that since it does not say the word "so," it means sheish se'orim mamish. He gave her a symbolic gift, just like Eliezer gave Rivka a bracelet and a necklace, and Rashi there says each thing he gave her was symbolic of the luchos, the seres hadibros, the earrings, how the weight, so on and so forth. Likewise here, myself a similar banim, he gave her a symbolic gift, 6 pieces of barley. V'ramazla, what was the symbolism? She'asid lot seis men a bain, a child, she'misparech b'sheish brachos. Rashi here quotes the pasuk that says in reference to Melech HaMashiach, it says in really reference to Chizkiyahu. It's a question, literally means Chizkiyahu, but Yeshaya, it really refers to Melech HaMashiach. Sheish brachos, ruach chochma, uvino, eitza, ugvura, ruach das, or ruach das, and the yiras Hashem. These are the things, the qualities that Yeshayahu Hanavi said in reference to Melech HaMashiach, and that's why he gave her 6 pieces of barley. The question then is, if he gave her only 6 pieces of barley, why then does it say that he needed to measure these 6 pieces? Okay, so you can suggest that it wasn't a real measurement, it was a symbolic measurement, meaning, giving a very deep meaning, that each mila that Melech HaMashiach has is measured. It's not just an abundance of chokhmah. Chokhmah, sometimes there's chokhmah, but ain chokhmah neged Hashem. Sometimes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a command, you don't use your own chokhmah. That was the mistake of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech said, why did Hashem command the king not to have more than 18 wives, so that his wife should not cause his heart to sway? I'm a chokham. It's not going to happen to me. Shlomo HaMelech did not measure his chokhmah. He let his chokhmah expand more than it should. That's not correct. Even chokhmah has to be measured. There's a time to use your chokhmah, and there's a time not to use chokhmah. Everything has to be measured. Therefore, that's the deeper meaning of the symbolism of 6 pieces of barley, where each one representing a midah, and each midah also needs...
Vayomah is midah.
A midah, right, a measure. A measure. And each midah has to come also be measured. Now let's look at the Targum. Targum is very different. Yeah. Pasuk test of a very long Targum. Vamar, he said to her, Havi sudara. So you're right, the sudara, sudar is a kerchief, right? A sudar is not a handkerchief, it's not a backpack. We always translate the Mishnah, the Gemara, a mitpachas as a knapsack, a sack, a container. But Lashon Mishnah L'chod, Lashon Torah L'chod. The words over here, at least according to Targum, means a sudara, sudara. The alachlan is upon you. The achidi ve, and hold on to it. The achida, so she listened. Va'achedaspe, and she held on to it. The chol, here it goes. Sheish se'in. So here Targum disagrees. A measurement, a very large measurement. This se'irin, the barley, interchange the samach with the sin. Vishavei aloha. He put it up, he loaded upon her. Vishyehev la. And look what it says here. It was given to her. Koyach min kadam Hashem lesovar rushoin, to bear it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her super strength, the bionic woman, the first bionic woman, to be able to hold on her back this enormous amount of weight to carry home with her. Okay, then the Targum continues, umin yod isamar binavua, and immediately. Okay, umiyad means immediately was said to her through prophecy, the asidin limipak mina, it's destined to come from her. Shita, not like Rashi, shita tzadikei olma, six righteous men, tichol chad v'chad asid limhevei misbach b'sheis birchon. Each one of these six great righteous people, in turn, will be blessed with six blessings. Who are the six people? David, Vidoniel, qualities. David, Vidoniel, Vichavroihi, which is Hanan Yushal Vazario, Umalko Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach, the period. So those are the six. So again, it's David, Doniel, Hananya, Mishol, Vazaria, and Melech HaMashiach, grant total of six. The all Boaz, Likarata, and Boaz then, he. What?
There's another version of that count.
Okay, when you come to it. Okay, Nechalam, we'll come to it in a moment. Then, V'ol Boaz L'karto, he makes it very clear that it was Boaz, V'yovo Ho'ir, Boaz entered the city. Could be that Boaz left her there. Who knows, maybe she stayed. She stayed there hiding out until later in the day when it would be safe to go home. So it says he went behind it. It doesn't say exactly who went first. All it says in the Targum is, all the Pasuk says, V'yovo Ho'ir, and the Targum just translates that, V'ol Boaz L'karto. Okay, now, first of all, barley, if I'm not mistaken, has six parts. This is very, why is the symbolism, why did he give her six barley? So if you look at a barley stalk, there are six parts to every barley stalk. So he gave her 36 stalks, six stalks of barley. And each barley stalk, go online, look at a picture of barley, you have to go look at a picture of barley online.
An Eretz Yisrael is six.
Yeah.
Well, it's not.
That's what Bedavkan Eretz Yisrael. Something unique about Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so you go online later, try to check out Google images. Mine is blocked, Baruch Hashem. But you check the image. A stalk of barley supposedly has six branches. He gave her six stalks, each one has six branches, to hint to her, six tzaddikim will come from you, and each one will have six milas. Now the Medrash here, I have a Medrash, beautiful, beautiful Medrash, elaborates on the six milas. Let me read it to you. It's very, very pleasant. This, the words of the Medrash. Okay, here it goes. Okay, so we have mentioned over here, let's start with David. David was the first one on the list, according to the Targum. David, by the way, before we go further, according to Rav Michal, it's a different counting. Who are the six people they're referring to? David, Chizkiyahu, Yoshiyahu, Hananya, Mishol, Vazaria. No, he counts them. The Hananya, Mishol, Vazaria. Wait, one more time. David, Chizkiyahu, Yoshiyahu, Kehananya, Mishov, Azari is one, correct? As one. Daniel and Melech HaMashiach. So it's a different counting. We're adding in, according to this version, we're adding in Chizkiyahu and Yoshiyahu. By taking Hananya, Mishov, Azariah, and grouping them together as one, we get the ability to add two more. Now, here's what the Medrash goes on to say. Beautiful. It shows you all six people, or Hananya, Mishov, Azariah as one, and it shows you where in Tanakh it says about them that each one had six milas. So, for example, number one, David. What does it say about David? Yodeya Nagain, he knows how to play musical instruments. The Gibar Chayil, the Ish Milchama, Unevoin Davar, the Ish Toyar, the Hashem Imo. Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tezayin Pasuk Yudches. Six midas for David. Next, Chizkiyahu. What does it say about Chizkiyahu? Vayikra Shmo, it's the Haftarah of Parashas Toldos. So that's the Haftarah, Parashas Toldos. Vayikra Shmo, Pele, a wonder, Yoyetz, Kel, Gibor, Aviad, Sar Shalom. Okay? Six milos for Chizkiyahu. Okay, let's go next. Now we go to Vikadiyami, then we go to, let's jump ahead to Yoshiyahu. Okay, there are other interpretations of how to divide up the six, but we'll leave it with that. Yoshiyahu, where do we find the Hoya? What does it say about Yoshiyahu? Ke'et shos l'pal g'imayim v'al yuval yishalach shirashav. Lo yirek yav v'chayim v'hoya aleihu. So we darsh in the Pasuk, this Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Ches, famous pasuk in reference to the godless of Yoshiyahu. He was an eight shasul al palgeimayim, an eight shasul that is planted a tree that's been uprooted, that's been replanted by streams of water. V'al yuval yishalach sharashav, it sends forth its roots to the yuval. V'lo yira number three, v'lo yira kiyavay chaim, v'ho yu aleihu ra'anon, its leaves are fresh, u'b'shnas batzeres lo yidog, and number six, v'lo yomish ne'asos peri. Okay, those are the six in reference to Yoshiyahu. Next, Hananya mishol v'azaria, it says, yiladim, kindalach, yiladim, asher ein mohem kol mum, no blemish, Toivei Mare, umaskilin b'chol chochma, v'yodei das, umivinei mado, v'asher koyach bohem lamod b'heichal hamelach. Six milos in reference to Hananya, Mishael, v'Azaria. Daniel, what does it say about Daniel? Kol kovel di ruach yatira, as a divine spirit, umanda. Then we have umanda v'sochlis sonu.
That's two different things.
Nifashar chelmin interprets dreams. Va'acha voyas achidon. What does that mean? Even though we once learned this. Sol's riddles. Umishore kitrin.
And problem solving.
And hishtachach asbei. Six miles. Okay, that pasuk also in the Neil Perikei pasuk he describes 6 miles. And Melech HaMashiach, that's the pasuk that Rashi quotes. The Rashi quotes v'nochol of ruach Hashem, ruach chokma, uvina, ruach etzo, gvur, ruach das, the yiras Hashem. So we have over here a combination of the Targum and Rashi. Six machlokes.
Did he have somebody in this
message? Okay, so we have an expanded version.
Yes.
Okay, we have an expanded version, but the basic idea is we have over here these six pieces of barley, vayomed sheish, al derech pshat, before we go into any machshava and drush, but first derech pshat, we have Rashi in the Targum. Number one, when it says vayomed sheish sarim, does this mean he measured six measures of barley, or does it mean he gave her six stalks of barley? What is he coming to me mirames to her? According to Rashi, he's coming to mirames to her, is going to have six tzaddikim that will come. According to Rashi, it says you're going to have a child that will have six smilos. Reference to Melech HaMashiach, that will have the six smilos enumerated by Yeshayahu. And according to the Targum, it's a lot more elaborate. You're going to have six tzaddikim coming from you. The Targum groups together, says that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah are broken down into three, and therefore we do not have the option of adding in Chizkiyah and Yoshiyahu. Each one of these three had the six smilos. And according to the other Medrash, the Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah are really one, and therefore we can add in Yoshiyahu and Chizkiyahu to give us, and each one of these has six smilos, and that's why it's a reference to, the symbolism is found in a piece of barley, stalk of barley, because the stalk of barley has six branches coming from the stem.
So there's the idea that did he give her purely a symbolic but not that generous gift, or
both?
Generous.
Well, it says later on.
No, if it's the measures,
then it's a
very generous gift. In addition to the symbolism.
Well, according to the Targum, that's what it says. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave her superhuman strength to carry such a heavy load. That's what the Targum was. According to Rashi, there's no such thing. She just gave her something symbolic, and she went on her way. But we do see that when she did come back to, when she returned to Naomi, she had a package. So she must have taken it from her own collection. Maybe I'm making a mistake. We'll see it later on when we finish the parak. All right, we'll leave it with this for today.
I have your tip for my father.